Arkansas poet Andrea Hollander Buddy's resonant poems give voice to a wide range of emotions and to the dualities in life. Buddy has received a number of awards and fellowships and is the writer-in-residence at Lyon College, Mount View, Arkansas. The first three poems are from her book, The Other Life, published by Storyline Press in 2001. This is The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander. Writing this poem. This is a poem in my own voice with its odd pitch and ordinary vocabulary. It is a poem in the language I speak, the one with too many questions and apologies for its narrow sidewalks, its one open sky, which is never the blue I describe, yet always enormous with its singular moon and the moon's sad take on everything human. When it sees my face closing in, this poem sometimes backs away, the way a man once did, a man I thought I loved and did love, or the way that same man one day finally kissed me on my cheek, which means exactly what you think it means. When I sleep, I dream the poem's dream. When I wake, I try to walk through the world as only a person would, no longer haunted. Hunted, the poem leads me to the last row where no one else sits, where it hums a different tune in my ear, softly at first, with hesitation, and finally distracts me into its particular melody, tempting me toward the perpetual pen in my purse, the voracious wide spaces in the playbill's margins, that world where I live that only writing this poem makes real. Reading aloud to my mother. After dinner on those last days we hoped would linger until the thinning moon rose into the numb sky, I sat beside her bed and read from the novel she'd begun months before on her own. At first the words wouldn't leave the page. Then, like crows nibbling invisible debris on the uneven horizon long enough to grow invisible themselves, they unpredictably lifted all at once above it and pushed across the darkening sky, a tribe of inky letters on a page that itself was slowly growing black, until the words, there or not, were mute as the new moon that in a few days would rise and fall again in the black sky, and I would be there, and watching, and would not see it. What the other eye sees. And I lie sleeping with one eye open, hoping that nothing, nothing will happen. Mark Strand. It sees half a woman, the muse of the storm, still searching its centre, that room that does not move, around which the house collapses. It sees half a moon, the shadow's steep staircase, the half where the deep sea pitches the body forward and the broken shell of dreams. It sees half a life, the half you write about, the half you have not yet lived but calculate its measurements, its snake-like length, its ribbon of deaths, its long, unfurling possibilities. For weeks after the funeral is from Woman in the Painting, broadcast by permission of Autumn House Press. The house felt like the opera, the audience in their seats, hushed, ready, but the cast not yet arrived. And if I said anything to try to appease the anxious air, my words would hang alone like the single chandelier waiting to dim the auditorium, but still too huge, too prominent, too bright, its light announcing only itself, bringing more emptiness into the emptiness. The poems on The Poet's Weave today are by Andrea Hollander Buddy. I am Jenny Kander.